Israel, they said, people, this is very urgent. The Lord has spoken with me about the rapture of the church. That's why we're interrupting your church services, and then you quickly go back to your services. The Lord has spoken with me about the rapture of the church. I have finally seen how the living are going to be translated. It happens very fast. This is very urgent, and he made me know in my heart that this is very urgent. In fact, he made me know that there is no time. Again, the Lord has spoken with me, blessed people, of how the rapture is going to take place, and this time around, he has shown me how the living holy Christian are going to be translated. That's why I'm coming to you now, and very urgently. Remember, the Bible says nobody knows the day or the hour. We are living on a very critical time. If you look at the events happening globally, the book of Matthew 24, verse 7, the wars and rumors of wars and all these things is going on there. But the Lord has spoken very, very urgently. That's why we're interrupting this. I have finally seen, in fact, I panicked as though it's about just to happen. I know you are in the churches, and some of you may be guests in the church. The Bible promises that the Messiah would come back. That is the reason we become born again. We become born again not to live on this earth. If you are new in our churches today, we become born again that one day we may enter the kingdom of God. And there is such a big contrast between entering the kingdom of God and entering the lake of fire. I've seen even people that end up in the lake of fire. And that's why you hear me many times trying to encourage people to serve God, to love God, to be obedient, to not be rebellious, to be righteous, to be holy. Because I think everybody has a chance. The Lord shows me these things as a warning, that I may raise the warning to you. But I've seen the translation of the living holy church. It happens so fast. And then when it happens, they also have a headgear. Instantly, a super glorious cloth covers their head also as they get the glorious garment. So not only do they enter the glorious body, but the glorious garment. The rapture is about to happen, blessed people. The Messiah is about to come. I have been singing this for some time, and you know that I have spoken with you about the rapture of the dead church, those that are asleep in the dust of the earth. I have seen their bodies resurrect, glorious, super glorious. I have church climbing the stairs. This is the most important moment in the history of the church. The Lord Almighty, Jehovah Yahweh, is not speaking this out of movie, entertainment, or because he is idle. Not at all. He's speaking so because he's trying his level best to make sure you don't enter the lake of fire. Knowing what happens there. I've also seen the lake of fire. It's unbelievable. First of all, they're just crying for breathing. Crying. Say, oh, I can't breathe. There's unbelievable wailing. I cannot describe to you now. I know on many occasions I've come before you and tried to bring you some details of the wailing of the billions I heard in the lake of fire. And it's also dark there. And you're separated, you're alone. But there's a wonderful opportunity here. The Lord has spoken with me about the rapture of the church, blessed people. The Lord is raising a global warning. That's why I'm warning the nations. Let everybody be ready now. If there's anything that will stop you to enter, stop it right away. Just stop it right away. Let everybody repent. Because it happened so fast. In fact, until I panicked, it happened so fast. And they end up even right away with the headscarf, instant, as the body is translated, then the headscarf, with the glorious white garment and the glorious white headscarf, and they are out of here. And I've seen those who remain, they are rolling on the soil and crying and grinding teeth, even losing teeth. It is an unbelievable moment in the history of the church. Again, the reason I'm coming to you before you go back to your services is because the Lord Yahweh has spoken. This is very urgent. I have seen the rapture church, the translation of the living this time around. And it happened so fast. Very, very fast. We know too well, those of you who have just arrived, maybe you are guests in the church today, we know too well that the Bible promised, if you read in the book of Revelation chapter 19, the Messiah would come back. That is now the second coming. And when he comes to judge. But this time around when he comes, he's taking the charge, which is also a form of judgment, because you can see the war that have brought to Ukraine. You can see that the warriors of Yahweh that participate in the Great Tribulation are here. That is obvious to everybody, even a child right now globally. Everybody has now humbled. Everybody has now feared them. The coronavirus, the war in Ukraine, which is going to be nuclear very soon. And so, this is such a pivotal moment. That's why I'm coming to your churches, lest you be there and anything happen and you miss the kingdom of God. Make sure you are ready in your heart. Make sure all the times are prepared. If you look at the book of Revelation, when he now comes back after rapture, because the book of the rapture is in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 all the way to 18. He's promising that he will come back to take the church for those who are new in the church today. That is the reason we are preparing every day. Every day you should be asking yourself, how much progress have I made to be more obedient to God, to be holier to God, to be more righteous, closer to God? Every day you should be asking yourself, how much progress have I made every day, each person, individually? You are very blessed because the messengers that speak with Yahweh himself, Yahweh that takes people to heaven and hell, his messengers are here, they're giving instruction how to do it. Ask the help of the Holy Spirit. Every day, ask yourself, did I disobey the Lord today? Was I rebellious today? Today, was I obedient to the Lord? Today, was I righteous? Was I holy? Because you cannot make a mistake and head in the wrong direction. It's unbelievable. I'm crying for you. I'm really wailing for you. In the book of Revelation later, when he comes now, after taking the church into the safety of heaven, it's unbelievable here. What happens here? Look at what's going on in Ukraine. You cannot survive here. And that's why many times I cry to you, please honor the servants of God. Without honoring them, you will not enter. I can tell you 10 times. I've even seen the end. I've seen the end. I've seen those who did not honor how they cried out. They came actually crying to me. And yet there was no time. It was now dark. I was moving out. So this is such an opportunity for reformation, to make amends. The Bible in the book of Matthew, real quick, the book of Matthew, Matthew 25, from 31, the Lord says the following. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all his angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne, and all the nations will be gathered before him. And he will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. And then he goes on, verse 37. Then the righteous will say, he goes on, then he will say, I'm trying to jump because of time, verse 38. Verse 41. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me who are cursed. Did you hear the word cursed? Make sure that you understand what will lead to you being cursed by the Lord. And stay away from those things. If it is sin, unrighteousness, unholiness, make sure you stay from those things. This is such an urgent hour before you go back to your services. And so the Lord is saying, even when he after the rapture, even when he comes back to the earth with those who are raptured, whoever will have remained here, he will judge. He's saying he will separate them like a separate sheep from goats. He will not allow anybody enter the millennium state, the millennial state. Only those who are obedient and holy, humble, holy, righteous, obedient, the sheep. Meaning, they don't contest him just like a sheep. You just look at the behavior of a sheep. Only those will enter into the millennial state, his kingdom. But the gods, he said, depart from me, you who are cursed, the cursed one, to eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. The disobedient, the rebellious, the non-humble, the haughty, the arrogant, the unholy, unrighteous. You know that. I've preached this for years now. Come into 20 years now. The Lord is warning very, very severely. He's saying nobody will escape his judgment. Make sure you catch that today. Even as you come where cripples are walking, blind, make sure you understand God will judge you individually. And that's why I've asked you severally, make sure you ask yourself on a daily basis, how obedient have I been today? Have I been close to Jesus today? Have I served him? Have I been righteous and holy today? In the book of Ezekiel chapter 20, as I finish to put you back onto your services, Ezekiel chapter 20. If you read with me 33 to 38. Ezekiel 20, 33, 38, it says the following. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, the Yahweh of hosts, I will reign over you. He's now talking to Israel. Meaning nobody will escape. Even Israel will be judged. You cannot enter the millennial state, the millennium of God. If you miss the rapture, you would have to be beheaded to worship Jesus. But if you are not, you will not enter the millennium unless you are born again. That millennial state, the reign of Christ, the kingdom of Christ, will only be for the faithful, the humble, the obedient, the meek, those who are holy, right here. Not the haughty, rebellious, disobedient, the arrogant, whatever, the whole group of the ungodly. Look at what he says to Israel. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I'll reign over you with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with an outpour of wrath. I'll bring you from the nations and gather you from the countries from where you've been scattered with a mighty hand and an outpoured arm, outstretched arm with outpoured wrath. I'll bring you into the wilderness of the nation and there face to face. I'll execute judgment upon you. As I judge your ancient ancestors, as I judge your ancestors in the wilderness, in the land of Egypt, so I will judge you, declares the sovereign Lord, the Lord of hosts. I will take note of you as you pass under my rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. I will purge you of those who revolt. Look at that. Those who are rebellious. Those who revolt and rebellious against me. Those who are revolting and rebellious against me. Look at that, blessed people. Even Israel must be judged. So if you are visiting us for the first time, you're wondering why we stopped. The Lord has spoken very urgently. I've seen the rapture of the church, and nobody knows the day or the hour. The reason he gives it to me that I may transmit to you urgently, that you may never go in the wrong direction. Whatever it is that stops you from entering heaven, stop it today. Stop it now. Change course. I plead with you. I've seen the other side. It's very bad. The lake of fire is unbearable. So the warning the Lord is bringing here is that you be ready all the time. Because he says he is coming. And he shows it to me that I may raise this alarm. Even as you are in that church, you may not remain seated there. When anything happens, if anything happens, you don't find yourself in the church but remaining. The Messiah is coming. And it happens so fast. The body is translated. And immediately they even have a glorious garment and a glorious headscarf that wraps around, leaves their face. Then they are out of here. So may the Lord help you. This is very urgent. Make sure on a daily basis from today on, ask yourself, what am I doing that is going to land me into the lake of fire? That is the eternity of torment. You don't want to go there, please. All of you tuned in globally, every nation, even the nations I've not been to, you can make a decision today and enter. And Kenya is not any better than you. You may be thinking, oh, but that is Kenya. You've been there for 20 years. No. Even you, you can, even in Kenya, there are people who are still disobedient. There are people who are still haughty. There are people who are still rebellious. People who are still in revolt. People who are still rude, arrogant, and ungodly, and all these things. The opportunity is open to all people. The Messiah is coming. And for anybody that wants to receive the Lord, just repeat this 1 minute prayer. Say, Mighty Lord Jesus, please prepare me. I repent of all sin. Receive me, Lord Jesus, and establish your word in my heart. I receive you, my Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior today. And I ask you to establish me in holiness, without which I cannot see God. And command my steps. Give me zero tolerance to sin. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm born again. That is the urgent message of the Lord. I have spoken, I've washed my hands today. And I'm going to wash my hands with soap right now. Hasn't the Lord spoken with this generation? Thank you.